Welcome to the Every Day is Saturday podcast, the number one motivation show on the planet.
No more Mondays for you. It's time to make every day Saturday. Boom!
This is the podcast where we help you to accept who you are, not where you are.
On the roller coaster of life, you know we only sit in the front seat, champion. So make sure you are fastened in tight. Let's go!
Tired of feeling run down all the time during the week? We can help you make every day feel like it's a Saturday.
Let's go pack your bags. It's time to leave Averageville.
Introducing the man who thinks abnormal stands for above normal.
When you're on fire, people will travel from miles around to watch you burn, baby. We are fired up.
The host of the Every Day is Saturday show, Sam Crowley.
Hello, Saturday Nation. Sam Crowley. It's Monday fun day. Every day that ends in Y is your day. It's August 28th. It's the last Monday of the month. It's the last Monday in August of this year. How are you, my friend? Have all your dreams come true in the first 8 months of the year? I'm shocked that they have not. Hey, mine haven't either. Not all of them, but they're about two. More on that maybe later on in this show. We're going to go into the mailbag. This question comes in from Instagram, Cedric. What's up, man? Thank you for the question. Before we get into Cedric's question, would you like to ask me a question? Best way to hit me up is via Twitter. You know why? Because you can only type 140 characters, and you got to get right to the point. Beautiful. It's at Sam Crowley on Twitter, or you can send me a longer message via DM on Instagram. Follow me on Instagram at Every Day is Saturday, on Twitter at Sam Crowley, two best places to find most up-to-date content, tweets, videos, all that great stuff. So here's the question for today into the Every Day is Saturday mailbag. Hey, Sam, I'm Cedric. I'm 23 years old. I've been listening to your podcast for 2 years now. Let me just stop right there. A 23-year-old that's been listening to personal development for 2 years already. Do you think he's onto something? Do you think he's going to be way ahead of the curve? Do you think he's way ahead of everybody just getting out of college right now who's riddled with 150 grand in debt with a liberal arts degree living in mom's basement? 75% of the people are living in mom's basement! Don't get me started on a college education. I'm not against them. I'm just against people going to college to find themselves. Okay, don't send me 150 grand. Send me 90 grand, and I'll help you find yourself. I'm going to bring a mirror. You hand me 90 grand, and we're good. Okay? Great. Back to Cedric's question. 2 years now, you always cheer me up every day when I have to go to work. Thank you for always motivating me to keep going. I have a quick question. I've been trying to find a way to get out of corporate job. He's only 23. This message question keeps getting better and better. All right. I'm 23. I'm trying to find a way to get out of my corporate job. I got guys 53 that can't get out of a job. But I can't seem to find anything I love doing. I can't seem to find anything that I love doing. Okay? I don't think I have a passion. What should I do? Thanks. Hope to hear from you soon, or at least answer my question on the podcast. Thank you. Keep inspiring, Cedric. Cedric, here's your long-distance dedication. All right. You ready, my man? Here we go. You got to replace the income. That's the first thing you need to do. I mean, you know, I don't do anything for the money, but I don't want to sound like an idiot. It's not like it's not about that. You got to pay the bills. You got to keep the rent payment. You know, the lights on. Don't get evicted like I did 9 times. All right. So what can you do? First thing that comes to mind always is eBay and Amazon. It's such a calculable way. Matter of fact, I'm speaking in Louisville this weekend, August 31st, September 1st, September 2nd. I'll be in downtown Louisville, at the event for e-commerce, and it's all about Amazon, selling on Amazon. So that's always the first thing that comes to my mind, because you could literally go to Target, buy a remote control on Blowout, you know, the universal remote control. I don't know why I always use this as an example. There's 8 million items at Target, and I always pick the same example. But let's just go with it. My brain's only so large, all right? So they're universal all-in-one remote for $2, okay? It's blown out. They want it out. Take it, please. Take the whole box of them at $2 a pop. You buy 30 of them, you've spent $60. Somebody goes on Amazon to buy it, they're going to spend $20, and what have you made? Well, you made $18 profit on each one. If you got 30 of them, that's roughly $550, give or take, okay? You do that 1,000 times, if you've made 550 grand. There you go, Cedric. Congratulations. You're a millionaire. But in all seriousness, those are the first two places I think about, because we all have stuff laying around our house, and we can put it on eBay. And if you want to get freaky with it, you can put it on Amazon and just send it into one of their fulfillment centers boxed up, and they'll sell it for you, and boom, baby. I'm telling you, I know so many people banking over 100 grand a year working from home in their underwear. They don't send me selfies or anything like that. I don't want you to think I know that for sure. However, they're working from home making 100 grand a year plus. I know they're all going to be at this event I'm speaking at in Louisville this weekend. And all the look, how simple does it get? Buy low, sell high. You could buy something on Amazon and go sell it on eBay. I mean, you could cross-pollinate that baby. So that's the first thing that comes to my mind, because here's a couple things. It's an easy way to learn how to be an entrepreneur, okay? It's being an entrepreneur means filing a separate entity like an LLC, S-Corp, C-Corp, things like that. Now, you don't got to do that selling on eBay out of the gate. Heck, you wouldn't even need to do it maybe your first year, depending on how much money you make and things like that. But it gets you thinking like a business. It gets you thinking working on my business. It gets you thinking of expenses, cost of goods, shelf life, things like that, profit margins, all of this good stuff. A lot of the people I know that sell on Amazon work between a 20 to a 30% profit margin, meaning they're spending 10 grand a month at Walmart, and they are. Like, there's a guy, Grant, that's going to be at this event I'm speaking. This dude drives 3 hours with a trailer. Like, you know, you ever see a contractor driving down the road going to do a major remodel on a home and the trailer's the size of a JCPenney store? All right. That's the kind of trailer this guy Grant brings outside of his 3 hours away he drives, stays at a hotel, goes to all the different Walmarts, probably 20 of them. I don't know. He doesn't live near a major city. That's why he's in the state of Washington. He probably goes to Seattle or Tacoma. I don't even know what city. Probably Seattle. And then he comes home after a week of staying in a hotel, buying all the stuff at Walmart, bringing it home, and then packaging it up and sending it into Amazon's fulfillment center. That's it. And then waits for Amazon to sell it for him. And, you know, we're coming up on the last quarter of the year. So the reason I'm spending the first 6 minutes on this, 7 minutes, is because it's a real business plan. And it shows you how to think and act and talk and be like an entrepreneur. And it's something that you can touch, tangible. You buy it and you sell it. And there's a market for it. eBay is the same way. Look around your home. I did this the end of the last year, 2016, when I watched the minimalism documentary. And half my house went on eBay. I mean, literally, everything. Everything I own went on eBay. Or it went to Goodwill. You know, if there was a value to it, $50 to $100 or more, some of it $500 to $1,000, it all went on eBay. My entire recording studio, all that good, all that stuff. Why? Because I didn't need it, man. I'm in my car right now recording the number one motivational podcast on the planet in my high-performance microphone, not on the smartphone today. So, Cedric, I would look at that, eBay, Amazon, and one of the main reasons people don't do it is because they think, I don't know how, YouTube. I don't know how, YouTube, everything, how to podcast, YouTube. Now, why do people hire guys like me or girls that know how to podcast? Is because we can get you from zero to 60 in light years ahead of you trying to do it on your own and hold you accountable to doing it. But if your budget's low, for example, then get on YouTube and spend your lunch break, 4 in the morning, 5 in the morning, at night. You're 23, dude. What do you got to do? You know, you got no responsibilities at the age of 23, right? So get on YouTube for all the time you're not at work. And I'm telling you right now, man, by December, you're going to have your first $10,000 a month, if that's the avenue you want to go down. And if you're not passionate about that, here's the beauty. You can outsource all of it and just manage it and go start another muse that you want to do. Dude, you're 23. Oh, my God. When I was 23, let me tell you what was going through my mind. I can't tell you what was going through my mind, because this is kind of a family-friendly show. So it involved girls and girls. That's what was going through my mind at the age of 23. And I don't think there was anything else going through my mind at that time. Okay? So, Cedric, I hope that answers your question, buddy. I would look into Amazon and eBay business only because it's so calculable. There's so much free information online about it. There's so much profit and money to be made. The real money hasn't even been made yet. There's still people getting in, from people your age and younger to 84-year-old grandmothers, man. I'm telling you, that's where the money is. So if you have a question for me, hit me up on Twitter, at Sam Crowley. Love to hear from you. Send me your DMs on Instagram, man. Send me the photos. Let me know you're listening. I love all the great, man, my Instagram is blowing up. I say it only because I think it's great. I never even knew that you could communicate on Instagram. You know, it's great, man. I love it. I put a video out today. I just got done with a 5-mile run. I was sweating like a maniac, smelled like a pig in slop, and just hit the video record and fired up about, don't even think of caring what other people think about you. That, when you give that up, worrying what other people think about you, that's when you are the most powerful. Supreme power. I mean, it just oozes out of you. Like, it's like you just jumped in a pool of power, and you get out of the pool, and you look like Hugh Jackman, man, and you're just, like, dripping wet. You're like, oh, my God, it's power, baby, power. That is what it's like when you quit worrying about what other people think about you. Watch the video on Instagram. Every Day is Saturday is the name. Motivation's my game. God, that was cheesy. All right, Sam Crowley. Have the best day ever!
Thank you for listening to the Every Day is Saturday podcast. Still fired up and want more of Sam Crowley? Be sure to visit everydayissaturday.com. And don't forget to follow Sam on Twitter at Sam Crowley. Let Sam know you're listening. Use hashtag Every Day is Saturday.